Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Good News Show here on this Monday, January 20th, 2025. Still getting used to saying 2025. And wow, we're almost at the end of January. It's crazy. And this is an hour where we come on live typically, and we just kind of get you up to date on some things that are happening in the Catholic world. And as the name implies, we're spreading the good news of Jesus Christ and also talking about the good things that are happening here. And I didn't really plan it this way, but, you know, we're kind of getting a one-week jump on Catholic Schools Week. I didn't realize that I booked two really interviews that are going to touch on Catholic schools. And the first one here in about 10 minutes is our dear friends Melissa Castro and Meg Finley representing Mount St. Michael Catholic School in Dallas, which I have a history with because our daughters went there for a while and they absolutely loved it. And so they've got a big benefit banquet coming up Saturday, February 15th, that they're going to talk about and also maybe give us a little preview on Catholic Schools Week and what's going on over there. It's a beautiful campus, beautiful school. And so we'll get you up to date. And then over the weekend, among many other parishes that we were at selling raffle tickets, I went out to St. Mary's Parish in Sherman, Texas, way up north in Sherman, and had a chance to visit with Father Martin Castaneda, who is the pastor there. And he is going to come on and talk about his school and also some exciting plans of what's happening in Sherman with a new school that's in the works. And also some things going on with the Jubilee year. And I also just like to kind of let you get to know Father Martin a little bit better. I first met him when he was at St. Anne's, and he's a dynamic man, a great pastor, kind of guy that just you can just tell loves being a priest, and just a good guy. And he's really, really supportive. You should have heard how he introduced me and when I gave my little pitch for car raffle tickets. It's and when the pastor gives an introduction that clearly shows his love of Catholic radio, and the people respond. And so I'm so grateful for him. So that is the program. And before that, we want to talk for about 10 minutes about car raffle, because that's pretty much our obsession for the first 2 months of the year. Joining me in studio is Tom Sinteri. He's our Are you still the new general manager, or are you, can we still say new?
Yeah. I don't know. What's the cutoff? Is it 6 months, 3 months?
I don't know. Maybe 3 months.
I mean, when you become
months.
Catholic, you're a neophyte for a whole year. Yeah. So I think he's
okay.
Got a year.
He's new for a year.
I might try to drag that out and say, well, I'm still new. Maybe try to see how far I can get it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I messed up. I'm new.
So Tom is the new general manager of 1140 AM, KCPP, Capuchin, Padre Pio out in Fort Worth, and also our little friend 101.5 FM in Cleburne as well. Tom was out. Boy, I tell you, he started at a hectic time in the GRN right before car raffle, right before Christmas, and so he's going to talk about where he was. Cicel and I were also at a couple parishes. I already mentioned St. Mary's in Sherman. That's where I was over the weekend, so thanks to Father Martin. Cicel was at St. Pius the 10th
yes,
Parish.
Yes, I was.
And Father Salvador is, I saw him on New Year's Day, because our across-the-street neighbor is the sister of Father John Robert, who's the pastor of the cathedral in Fort Worth, and he's friends with Father Salvador. I went over there because I was invited to have some shrimp and lobster tails, and I walk in, and it's like a bunch of priests there. And so I was like, Father, can we do parish talks? And so anyways, what was your experience out there?
It was great. It was my first time actually getting to attend Mass there. I've previously gone out for a live remote. But it was really awesome. I met some lovely people. A couple came up to me and they said, are you all the same ones that have a station in Midland?
I
was like, yes, we do. That's where we started. And the wife had previously lived in Midland, was very familiar. So that was really fun. I got to meet some great folks. And they're a very busy parish. They have so many masses on a Sunday. The English Mass I attended at 5:30 yesterday was like wedged between two Spanish masses. So it's very vibrant.
Yeah. I mean, there are parishes that have like predominantly English and like one Spanish, and then there's the opposite where it's predominantly Spanish, one English. But when you get it right split down the middle, like St. Pius, then you're in like Mary Immaculate is kind of that way with a lot of Spanish masses. And then it's just crazy in a good way. Let's just say that. So Tom, how was your weekend?
It was a good weekend. We went to St. Francis in Lancaster, and we also went to St. Mary's Dublin and Comanche and De Leon. So a lot of great parishes. St. Francis in Lancaster, Father Joseph was photobombing. He was just really excited to have us there, and he's probably setting up the table too, but he was jumping in the photos. And then Dublin, Comanche, and De Leon, very, very friendly crowd. And then after giving the announcement, I'm not sure if they were making fun of how our English was, but the person who was translating into Spanish was chuckling a little bit. And so we were thinking, well, was it hard to translate, yeah, or were we funny?
Cause were they laughing at you or with you?
I'm hoping with, but cause, oh, polar white car. Is it still Christmas? Well, until Candlemas, February 2nd. So
all right.
Polar white.
Praise God. Okay. So
very supportive.
This weekend, we are going to be at St. Joseph's Parish in Arlington, Holy Redeemer Aledo, right? St. Anthony's in Wiley, St. Anne's in Kauffman, All Saints in Fort Worth, and maybe even some other ones get added on as well. Anywhere else?
Yeah, for us, for KCPP, just St. Anne's in Burleson, and then Holy Redeemer in Aledo. We've got some volunteers going to Burleson, and then I'll be at Aledo with a few other volunteers.
But all right.
Looking forward to that.
I also want to offer up a pretty cool, buy five, get five, because sometimes it's amazing. People come up to us after masses, and I've had this many times. I don't know if it's happened to you yet, Tom. Somebody will give me a $100 bill and say, I don't need tickets. Just here's a donation. And so I'll actually use the $100 bill for tickets. And so right now we have our wonderful volunteer Felipe holding my phone over in our conference room. And I want to offer two people buy five, get five. Okay. So if you call my phone number, 972-757-2990, and yeah, talk to Felipe. He's a really nice guy, and he'll take your credit card information. And typically, you get five tickets for 100. You'll actually get 10, okay? Because of generous people that have given us donations. So Felipe is standing by in our conference room, 972-757-2990. Last thing I'll talk about is, don't go anywhere yet, Tom, live remote broadcasts. We have one tomorrow. That's just one of our legendary annual live broadcasts. It's at My Mutual Mortgage in Grapevine. And Bob and Norma Duane, I mean, would you say, they've kind of defined the live remote broadcast.
Yes, they have.
Because first of all, and I haven't gotten confirmation that they're going to do this, but they almost always do, is when people call in during that hour or come in and buy tickets, if you buy five for 100, they buy another one for you. And so you get six for 100 instead of five. And then they typically offer like a Visa gift card or all these incentives, and they've got all these great guests coming in. I'm sure Rick Self will be there with the men's conference, and that'll be 11 o'clock hour tomorrow. And then Thursday, we're going to be at the Catholic Pro-Life Community Office in Dallas, and they're going to give away a couple of tickets for their April 5th benefit with David B. Wright. And a couple of tickets for that if you buy $100 worth of tickets. And so that's going to be pretty fun. So you've got a live remote today at 2, right?
I do.
Yeah, where are you going to be?
We're going to be at the Gospel of Life Disciples Dwelling right by Immaculate Conception in Grand Prairie. It's called St. Adelaide. So they have two dwellings, one in Oklahoma City and then one in Grand Prairie. So Sister Maria Faulkner is the leader of that group. And I volunteered there when I first moved to Texas, helping with the elderly Catholics that needed care. So really great group.
When you moved here, you really, you didn't let the grass grow under your feet. I mean, you were calling me and volunteering with us. I mean, you were doing a lot, weren't you?
Yeah, it was fun to connect and just hit the ground running right away.
Yeah, super. And it's also nice to have your mom here with us. She's in studio with us, so it's good. And she's videotaping you, so make sure you...
make sure she gets my good side. This is Oscar moment.
And Felipe is on the phone, by the way, and he can only take one call at a time. So if you leave a message, he'll call you back, or just call and get those buy five, get 10 tickets. Thanks, Tom. Good to see you. Thanks, Vic. Good to see you. Have you here. And my 972-757-2990. Anything else, Cecil, before we move on to... Topic du jour.
Yeah, of course. I'm just going to quickly mention I met a gentleman, Omar, at St. Pius X, that was talking about this prayer and life workshop that we're probably going to promote here on the station. But I want to note it because it's starting this Saturday. It's a 15-week course, and it's called Prayer and Life Workshops, Learn to Pray and Discover the Joy of Living. So I think a lot of us struggle with, you know, establishing our prayer life. So if that's something that interests you, it's starting this Saturday, 12 to 2 p.m., and it goes for 15 weeks. So if you want to learn more about it, go to St. Pius's website.
All right. Yeah, we were kind of thinking we might have him on, but that never got... Well, we'll have him on eventually.
Oh, I'm sure
to
we
an
will.
Interview with it. Okay. All right. Thank you, Sissel. And I mentioned where we're going to be this weekend. And then, boy, the last two weekends of the car raffle, we're going to be at all kinds of parishes. It's going to be crazy. So thanks so much for your support. We're very grateful. This is a very important fundraiser for Catholic Radio, because every nonprofit knows January and February are tough because people are still paying credit card bills from Christmas, and you know, it's the new year. And so we're very grateful for your support. And Felipe is still on the phone, but if you want to grab that second group of five tickets and get five free, 972-757-2990. All right, with no further ado, wow, right on time, 10 after, everything is going perfectly. So grateful. Meg Finley, Development Director for Mount St. Michael Catholic School, has not only brought herself in, but also her principal, Melissa Castro, who, get this, Melissa, a young lady herself, has been at this school for 29 years. Started as a second grade teacher when she was about, what, two? Well, you were actually younger than the students, weren't you, Melissa? I'm kidding. And she actually taught my daughter. And to this day, my daughter still says that was her like favorite year of school, when she was a second grader at Mount St. Michael Catholic School with Melissa, Mrs. Castro, as her teacher. And now she's principal. So they're both here to talk about this beautiful school, msmcatholic.org. Forming students in courageous virtue, grounded in the truth of Christ, to reason clearly, to choose morally, to serve faithfully, msmcatholic.org. So welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yeah. So this school is 39 years old, and you've, let's just round it off to 40 and 30. You've been there for 75% of the school's history. That's amazing.
It is amazing. It is such a blessing to be at Mount St. Michael. I can't imagine being anywhere else or teaching anywhere else.
Yeah, well, gosh, I imagine so, when you've been there for 29 years. So bring us back. I mean, when you graduated college, and then did you just know that you always wanted to be a teacher, or how did this opportunity come up almost 30 years ago?
Certainly. I've always wanted to be a teacher. Even back to my childhood, I'm the mm-hmm. oldest in my family, so always helping and taking care of people. And so when I went to Franciscan University, and when I graduated, I subbed in the school with Sister Peggy Seljak. And one day she called me up and said, "Hey, I have a second grade position available. Mm-hmm. Would you like to teach next year?" And I said, let me pray about it. And the Lord placed it on my heart to accept that position. And I've been there ever since.
Wow, that's amazing. Principal for 3 years now. And I remember it used to be called Prince of Peace Catholic School. And then, you know, Gretchen Montgomery, the longtime principal there. And then it went to Mount St. Michael, I guess because there was a Prince of Peace in Plano, and it was a little bit confusing, and people were getting it all confused. But now you're principal. And, you know, I definitely want to bring Meg in and talk about this benefit dinner on February 15th. But I know from personal experience what's special about this school. I haven't been there in a few years on campus, but what's so unique about Mount St. Michael Catholic School? And what's the latest? What's going on right now?
Well, Dave, first of all, you need to come back and visit.
Yes,
there's been lots of changes since the girls were at school. But you know, I think the biggest difference is when you drive through the drive, it's tree-lined, it's headed towards a convent building, and the thing that people tell me the most is there is such a peace about the campus when you drive on. We have an amazing amount of faculty. Our parents are very supportive and very committed to the education of their children, very involved. And then, of course, we have a Montessori program for our youngest students, 3 to 5 years old. And a few years ago, we opened a toddler Montessori program as well. Mm. So we actually start 18 months. And then we go into a classical curriculum.
Okay.
And so, and with the classics, we teach truth, beauty, and goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Help our students to think for themselves, to defend their faith. And then we have a lot of space, outdoor space. More green time, less screen time is one of our mottos.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an agricultural studies program.
Oh, wow.
Which incorporates taking care of some animals, sheep and chickens, and gardening opportunities. We've partnered with Texas A&M Agricultural Life to for a Master Gardener certification program for our students. So it's just, it helps with the education, and it gives them a well-rounded education.
Mm-hmm. It's always... As I, you know, it's very Christ-centered. I know, do you still have the Blessed Sacrament on campus? Because I remember that was always something that was really cool. And also, regular Mass, I think, is it still daily Mass?
It's still daily
Mass.
Yeah,
daily Mass, the Blessed Sacrament.
Daily Mass, we have our students' confessions once a month, adoration, each class takes adoration once a month, and we do have the Sacred Heart Chapel inside, in the central part of our of our building.
So when you say Christ is the center of your school, you mean it quite literally, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Whenever Paula and I, my wife and I, talk about the school, that's what she always brings up, is that Christ literally is in the center of that school. And so, awesome. Well, we will come back to you in a moment. Melissa, thanks again. Melissa Castro, principal for 3 years. Involved in the school as a teacher or principal for 29 years, and got to find out what you guys are going to do on your 40th anniversary next year, right? I'm sure that's really big. Also, joining me, Meg Finley, Development Director of Mount St. Michael Catholic School, MSMCatholic.org, MSMCatholic.org. And welcome to you. How long have you been at the school?
I have not been there nearly that long. I am about to reach 6 months.
Oh, okay. Well, 6 months, 29 years.
I mean, that's okay.
What's 28 and a half years between friends, right?
Between friends,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's okay.
Now, I've known about Mount St. Michael Catholic School for a long time, and unfortunately, didn't have the opportunity to be personally involved in the school prior to now, but I am so glad to be part of something that is so Christ-centered. You asked what's special about the school, and I watch the students, I watch the teachers as they pass the chapel. They make sure to cross themselves. They show reverence. They show respect for each other, respect for their teachers, something that is just not not always visible in other schools. You hope for this, but it is lived every minute of every day, and mm-hmm. it's such a blessing to be a part of it.
That is awesome. So, 12th Annual Student Benefit Banquet in support of Mount St. Michael Catholic School.
Yes.
Saturday, February 15th, so that's about 4 weeks from now.
It's about three and a half plus a little bit.
But who's counting? Brookhaven Country Club, right? You're counting, I bet.
Yes.
Tickets $100 each. Speaking of $100, Felipe, have you just gotten one call so far? Okay, so let me give out my phone number if you want to get those $10 tickets for $100 to the car raffle, Mercedes-Benz, February 21st. Sorry, I'm kind of conflating the two different things here, but 972-757-2990. That's for the car raffle, Mercedes-Benz, February 21st. I've got some tickets to give away, and just talk to Felipe, give him your credit card information. Instead of getting 5 tickets for $100, you get 10 tickets for $100 because of some of our donors. So, all right, back to our regularly scheduled interview. So tell us about the event, Meg.
Well, really excited to be part of this event this year. It has been the largest fundraiser for Mount St. Michael Catholic School for the last few years, and it helps us to be able to give tuition assistance to our students. So many students, so many families who want to be part of this Christ-centered education do not have the capability to pay full tuition. The cost of educating a student is over $12,000 per year, and our tuition is set at $8,100 currently for this year. And I know that brings us a huge gap every single year. We started the year with over $600,000 gap between the tuition we would be bringing in and the actual cost. So this banquet, the monies that we are going to raise are going to help us fill that gap, to bridge it, to allow us to have the best quality teachers, the best quality education materials, the opportunities that Melissa mentioned of not just our daily mass and the adoration and the faith opportunities, but the learning opportunities that we have with the agricultural program, Latin offered for the first through eighth grade. We have band, we have dancing classrooms, and people like you dance in the classrooms. Yes, the students dance in the classrooms. And it teaches respect for yourself and for each other, an opportunity to learn how to treat someone with the grace and dignity that God meant them to have and to be treated with. So it's beautiful programs across the campus.
All right. So you sent me some a nice cheat sheet about some of the things going
on.
I'm
good at cheat sheets.
Tell us. Which reminds me, I always like to say this whenever you come on. You know what I'm going to say?
We went
to high school together. Graduated Ursuline and Jesuit. Same year. Won't say what year, but we went to school together on different campuses, of course. So I don't have that many people that I'm still in contact with from the high school days. But Meg Finley here. All right. So all the proceeds are going to benefit the teachers and students in Mount St. Michael Catholic School, filling the gap of 4,000 a student, as you mentioned a moment ago. What's the evening going to entail? This looks like there's a lot going on that night.
There's always a lot going on. Every gala has its own special activities, but we begin with a cocktail hour, an opportunity to mix and mingle. We, of course, will have our dinner program, and during that, we'll have a live auction. We're excited about our live auction. We've got a few fabulous packages that will be included. One of those would be 4 courtside tickets to the Mavericks game. Very excited about that. We've offered in the past, and people have really, really enjoyed that. And trips and things that can be taken. If you love golf, if you just want to have an opportunity to get away with family and friends, there's going to be a cabin in Oklahoma in Broken Bow. So just a couple-hour drive, and you can get away with a huge group of friends and have a great weekend away. So some fun things there. We also, of course, have a silent auction, and everyone's like, well, what are you going to put in a silent auction? We put our students there through their artwork, and I'm so excited to see the artwork that's coming into my office. We have beautiful canvas prints. We have a tree, a gorgeous little tree with doves that have been hand-painted and hand-colored by our students. So there's a lot of things that are coming in. We'll see what those works of art are that are the masterpieces of the children have created the masterpieces of their own. And then we end the night with casino games. So a lot of opportunity for just to mix and mingle and fun, and to see the benefits that the school has offered to our students, to our families. I know that there are current parents and families who attend, but there's also former parents and grandparents. And in fact, something I didn't include in our cheat sheet, we have beautiful honorary chairs this year who are great grandparents of our school, of one of our school students. And so we're excited to announce that Joe and Sherry Havlick will be our honorary chairs.
Oh, is that right?
This year.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's no stranger. Of course, Donna Mercy and CPLC.
Exactly.
And so, in fact, I know they. Okay. I know the family. In fact, they had their son, I think, was over at the Highlands, may still be there. Their grandson.
Yeah. So they've had their grandchildren went to Mount St. Michael, and now they have a great grandchild who is a student there in second grade.
Oh, again. Wow. That is so cool. That is so cool. All right. So msmcatholic.org/SBB, as in Student Benefit Banquet.
That's
msmcatholic.org/SBB. Meg Finley is Development Director, and Melissa Castro is the Principal of Mount St. Michael Catholic School. And a couple of things. I want to bring Melissa back in because one of the things that Meg put on her cheat sheet that I find so intriguing is that y'all have what you call the word of the year. And the word of the year this year is masterpiece, taken from Ephesians 2:10, where St. Paul says, "For we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared in advance that we should live in them." So what do y'all do with the word of the year? I've never heard of a school having a word of the year.
You know, each year I pray about the theme for the year. Last year it was joy. This year it's masterpiece. And so just talking with the students that they are made in the image and likeness of God, mm-hmm. that they are created for a purpose, and that their life is a masterpiece. Not all masterpieces are perfect in nature, but we strive to be who God calls us to be. Mm-hmm. And so just encouraging students to recognize that and to take that with them in their conversations, in how they present themselves, and in how they see each other as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mentioned Catholic Schools Week next week. I don't know why Catholic School Week got put in January. Maybe you all know that story, but it also coincides, I think, and Melissa, you would probably agree, in a time when parents need to start thinking about the fall. So I don't know if that was part of the plan or not, but talk about both of those Meg, jump in as you sure. The planning for the fall, and also what's going on next week with Catholic Schools Week?
Fabulous. Yes, we are in the throes of planning for the fall and next school year. So Catholic Schools Week kicks off enrollment in many of the Catholic schools. And so for Mount St. Michael, we'll be in one of our local parishes on Sunday at okay. all of the masses. We'll be at Holy Spirit in Duncanville. And it's also a time that we have tours of the school. We do personalized tours. We don't do a formal open house. But you can always call the school. The number is 214-337-0244. And my admissions director, Judy Saldana, gives personalized tours. And she takes the time to really share who we are as a school. Mm-hmm. The best way to see is to come on campus.
That's so cool that you're going to be at Holy Spirit Parish. Do you ever get, do you get to make a little presentation and then people can come after Mass and visit with you?
We do.
Do you ever have people like after Mass say, sign me up for next fall? I mean, that's a pretty big decision, but that's great. We often go to Holy Spirit Parish as well. Sell raffle tickets, something a little more of a spontaneous buy typically with the but that's great that you're going to be out there. Yeah, Meg?
What I really love about the school and that they get to tell and to show when they go out to parishes or when people come and visit is the small student-teacher ratio. It gives that personal feel to the school. Mm-hmm. It allows the students to really be known. You're not lost in a big public school. You're not lost in something where you've got hundreds of kids walking around. Every student is known. Every teacher knows that. And the teachers, going back to the word of the year, treat the students as the masterpieces that they are, mm-hmm. And model for the students what that is. They model it in every bit of our classical education, in the literature that is chosen, in the music that is chosen. In fact, I walked into the third grade classroom last week, and up on the board, I said, "Why is Beethoven listed on your board in third grade?" She goes, "Well, he happens to be the composer of the month." And that's what we're doing. We're, yeah. you know, I talk about the masterpiece of music, and we get to hear and we get to experience. And I thought, as a musician myself, I just thought that was so beautiful that she's kind of going through connecting music to whatever history time period she might be talking about or the literature that she's talking about. And it's so there's a connectedness not just with the people, but there's a connectedness in the entire curriculum across all mm-hmm. of the grades.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. And I want to ask about we only have a couple minutes remaining, but you mentioned, Melissa, about the classical curriculum, especially for the older students in the school. What exactly does that mean? How do you incorporate classical education in Mount St. Michael?
With the classical education, it's the books that we read. We read great works. We also incorporate the history. And so the history is time periods. Mm-hmm. And we do the cycle in the lower level, first through fourth grade. We study the ancient history, medieval, Renaissance, early modern. And then when we get into middle school, we do those same time periods again, but then we look at what was happening in Europe at the same time that it was happening in Africa, and what's the reasoning behind this. Mm-hmm. Our students have Socratic discussions as young as third grade. They'll have Socratic discussions just as they explore their own learning. And so the teacher is more guiding that discovery as well as imparting knowledge to the students.
Yeah, very nice. Well, thank you both for being here. I think the two most important things is to consider the school if you're looking for a pre-K through 8th grade education for your student. The school is located in South Dallas on, is it Davis?
It's Davis.
Yeah, Davis Street. And like you said, and the website, msmcatholic.org. There's a lot of information there on the website, msmcatholic.org. And also, prayerfully consider going to the big 12th annual student benefit banquet, which is going to be Saturday, February 15th. Brookhaven Country Club, and you can get your tickets at msmcatholic.org/SBB. And Meg, do you want to give one last 30-second pitch for people to get their tickets and get to that event?
This is a fun event. This is an opportunity to come and truly enjoy the beauty of the school. Our students and even some of our recent alumni will be there and volunteering. So you'll have an opportunity not just to enjoy the friendships that you have around the table, but you also have a chance to see what the school has produced in its students and what they are doing as they move on from us.
Yeah. Boy, you speak so well of the school. You would have thought that you had been there 29 years.
You know, I graduated high school before the school started, so I kind of gave away our year.
Stop that, will you?
I know we're
at the end of the conversation now. good to have both of you here. Thanks so much for coming in again. Mount St. Michael Catholic School in Dallas. It's a beautiful school. Check them out. MSMCatholic.org. We're going to talk to Father Martin Castaneda, the pastor of St. Mary's Parish in Sherman. When we come back, this is the Good News Show here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. We'll be back.
Join us in praying an Our Father for the intentions of the Holy Father, our bishops and clergy, and those of religious life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hi, my name is Tracy Santangelo. I'm a certified nurse midwife, the owner of Birthpoints Women's Health and Birth Center in Las Colinas, and a new sponsor here on the GRN. At Birthpoint, we provide midwifery services and educational classes for women and families. To learn more about our midwifery services and our team, our website is birthpoint.com, that's birthpoint with an E, or we can be reached by phone at 972-215-6934, Birthpoint, delivering your legacy naturally.
The Bishop's Gala is Catholic Charities Dallas' annual fundraiser, benefiting the numerous service groups and programs of Catholic Charities Dallas. The 27th annual Bishop's Gala Witnessing Love will take place on Saturday, January 25th from 6 to 11 p.m. at the Omni Dallas Hotel in Dallas. Enjoy dinner, auctions, and dancing while you and your guests help support the important work of Catholic Charities Dallas. Live entertainment provided by the Beach Boys. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit ccdallas.org.
I was in college when I found out I was pregnant, and all I could see were my dreams and plans vanishing. So I had the abortion. Now it seems my dreams and plans have been filled with loss and regret.
Whether you thought it was your only option or felt pressured to make the decision, find healing on a Rachel's Vineyard retreat on February 7th through 9th. Call us confidentially at 214-544-CARE or visit us at racheldallas.org.
I want you to be prepared for scripture readings each weekend at Holy Mass. Hello, this is Monsignor Charles Pope. Join me each Friday on The Quest as I reflect on the coming gospel and review important headlines affecting the church and the world. That's The Quest, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network and the free Guadalupe Radio app. You can also find The Quest on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and X.
Mount St. Michael Catholic School is deeply committed to training children in courageous virtue grounded in the truth of Christ. Your children can join us for daily Mass, a preschool Montessori, and 1st through 8th grade class school curriculum. This oasis is located on the campus of the Sisters of Our Lady of Charity. Join families who carpool from all over the Metroplex to bless our preschool through 8th grade children. Visit our website, msmcatholic.org, for more information. Mount St. Michael Catholic School is a sponsor of the GRN.
All right, we are back. This is the Good News Show here on KTH 910 AM and on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Thanks for joining us. And, you know, I mentioned at the top of the show that Saturday I took the trip out to Sherman to visit St. Mary's Parish in Sherman at the invitation and well, that Father Martin Castaneda, the pastor there, allowed us to come out and make a little announcement at the end of Masses about car raffle. And right before that, 4:30 Mass on Saturday, I went into the sacristy and Father Martin and I were chatting a little bit, and it just seemed like there was so much happening at the parish and the school and the building of a new school and the Jubilee year. And I said, Father, will you come on the air with me on Monday? So he agreed to do so, and he is here with us, Father Martin Castaneda, pastor St. Mary's Parish in Sherman. And Father Martin, thank you. Good to talk with you.
Oh, Dave, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, you know, I remember meeting you for the first time at St. Anne's. I don't remember the circumstance, but you were at St. Anne's in Capel. And I remember just thinking like, wow, this is a really cool, you know, enthusiastic priest. And I know you've got a really cool story. If you could just briefly tell us your vocation story of how God called you to seminary and eventually the priesthood.
Dave, it's a long story, but it was a very late vocation. I've known since I was 8 years old that I should have been a priest, but I've kind of ignored that calling. In my early 30s, I went on a Christ Renews His Parish retreat and discovered that I wasn't living the life that I was called to live. And so I started converting that life and making small little changes in it. And just started getting more involved with the church, you know, as a single guy, you know, I was just kind of living the single life and not really focused too much on my religion. And that retreat really transformed who I am as a person. And so I started getting more involved with the church. I actually was running RCIA for a bit and a second grade Sunday school and helping participate in a lot of men's Bible studies. That at 41, when we got a new bishop, which Bishop Farrell came in 2007, and around 2008 is when I just had enough with everything and I needed a change in life, and I went on the vocation retreat that we had for men. And it was there that I met now soon to be Bishop Kelly he's Bishop Kelly now, but he's soon to leave us and go to Tyler, Texas. But he was just a priest then, and he asked me a question, and he said, you know, I'm inviting you to be a priest. Would you consider being a priest? And I was like, absolutely not.
Shut that door.
Right. And he's like, seriously, no, consider being a priest. I'm like, no, I'm called to be married. I'm called to have kids. Most you're going to get out of me, Father Kelly, at that time, was I'll be a deacon at most. You know, that's the extent of it. Mm-hmm. And then we went on another conversation with another priest, and there in the middle of the garden at Holy Trinity Seminary, they had this really beautiful rose garden. And there in the midst of it, priest asked me one question. He asked me, what do you want out of life? And I went on to dictate 25 different things that I wanted out of life and found out that on that list, there was one thing missing. I listed a bunch of materialistic things. And the one thing that was missing is that I wanted what God wanted for me. Mm. And it was right then and there that I knew I had to make a change in my life.
Wow. And it's interesting because you mentioned one of the first words out of your mouth was you said you knew you wanted to be a priest since you were 8 years old. So what was that conflict? If it was in the back of your mind since you were a kid, what was the resistance? Can you put your finger on that?
You know, life gets in the way. You know, you go to middle school, high school, you start, you know, just developing life and family dynamics. Just life gets in the way sometimes, and you start to date, you start to spread your wings and think that, you know, you can control it and you've got control of your life. And you know, to a certain extent we do, but God has a bigger calling. And when God calls, it's hard to resist. So
yeah. Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Yeah. And so how long have you been a priest now?
So ordained in 2017. So I've been a priest for just going on 7 years at this point in time, and absolutely love it. In fact, I left St. Anne's of Capel. That was my first assignment when I first met you. And, you know, I thought, couldn't get any better than this. And I came to Sherman, Texas, in a small little country town back then, and not so much anymore. Now it's grown quite large. And it's a vibrant little town, and loving being here. So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember back, I guess it was in the 90s, I lived in Denison for a while. I was actually a weekend weatherman for K10, Channel 10 mm-hmm. television, and I lived in Denison. Back then, it was like the boondocks, you know, but that whole area, Sherman and Denison, is growing, like you say. And that's one of the reasons I really wanted to talk to you, is that I think some people that are more, I guess, more centrally in the Diocese of Dallas may not be aware of the growth and the things that are happening up in the Great White North, the Great North. You know, there's some exciting things. So let's start first off with the parish itself, St. Mary's. Now, there's like a St. Anne's and a St. Mary's. You've got buildings on both sides of the street. Can you explain that? What is the there's a St. Anne's, St. Anne's, St. Mary. Tell us that distinction.
Well, let me go back a little bit further. So we just celebrated 150 years this past April. So St. Mary's in Sherman has been here 150 years. The building that you see that St. Mary's was built in 1905, and it fits approximately 250 people. Our parish doesn't hold that anymore. It's exceeded it. We would have to have a mass every hour on the hour to accommodate everybody.
Yeah.
So back in 2009, then Father Myers opened up a church across the street, and he built it to have about 950 people in there. And so that's why we have the two, one across the street from the other. One of the major donors, his wife was named Anne, and he said, I'll help pay for this building if you name it after her. And so they named it after her, but we really named it after Mary's mother, Anne. Mm-hmm. So we got mother and daughter right next to each other.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a beautiful church. It's, like you say, it holds almost 1,000 people, which people may think, gosh, do you need that big of a church in Sherman? But, it gets filled up, especially for the Sunday masses, doesn't it?
Right. So you came to the 4:30 mass, which tends to be a little bit on the older side, but the 9 o'clock and the 12:30, absolutely. Those are jam-packed masses. And then we've got a 4:30 p.m. mass that holds about 500 people in that mass. So.
Yeah, yeah. So the other big thing is I'll stick with the church because you were telling me something about the Jubilee year that's going to be special at St. Mary's. Well, what's going on there for the Jubilee year?
Right. So as the Pope Francis opened up the Jubilee doors on the Feast of the Holy Family, our bishop here in Dallas opened up the doors of the cathedral on that same day with that same mass. There he designated a few churches, myself being one of them, to be a pilgrim church. So we're not the actual door, but we're a pilgrim church where people can come here and pray and worship and receive the same indulgence that you would receive if you were in Rome. So there's a couple of things that you need to do. You need to go to confession. You need to go to a mass. You need to receive communion. You need to pray for the Pope and then have pray in adoration as well. So we kind of have been working the schedule around to make sure all that is accomplished. So when visitors come here, they will be able to experience that experience. We just received our seal, our decree from our bishop on Friday. And so we are previously right now trying to decorate the church to make it more presentable to give that experience to the traveler who comes here.
Yeah. And do people literally walk through the door, or what do they do physically when they're there to avail themselves of this indulgence?
Yeah, so they literally walk through the door. They walk through the door, and we have adoration going on. So every day we have Mass at St. Mary's Church at 8 o'clock in the morning. At 8:30, we expose the Blessed Sacrament, and the Blessed Sacrament remains exposed until 9 o'clock at night when we close the doors. So all day long, people were able to come in, are able to come in, and we're going to do this for the whole entire year, to come in and pray and worship in front of the Blessed Sacrament. There are occasions where we have Mass every day, and sometimes on Wednesdays we have it several times a day. And so you'll be able to experience it and receive it then. And confessions, I can't always be in the confessional booth, but I am in my office, which is right next door, and we're able to make appointments for people who would like to receive confession at the same time.
Yes. My guest is Father Martin Castaneda, pastor of St. Mary's Parish in Sherman, 727 South Travis Street in Sherman, and website stmarych.org, stmarych.org. And as he mentioned, just celebrated 150 years, or 150th anniversary, and also St. Mary's Catholic School, which we'll talk about here as well. Did Bishop Burns ever explain why he chose St. Mary's? Was it a geography issue, or did he just do anything else that played into that decision?
Yeah, definitely. It is a distance. A decision. We are the second. There's a church that's further north than we are, but they're slightly smaller and not able to accommodate most of this. So because we have the two churches, we're able to accommodate quite a bit. So we are the furthest north that you go, and it's about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 30 minutes, depending on traffic, to the cathedral. And it's a big journey for people to get all the way down to the cathedral. And not all the time do we have great weather, so he wanted to make sure that people were safe and able to receive the indulgence. And the other one, I believe, is in the south end of Dallas as well.
Yeah. Hey, do you happen to know what that parish is, or is it maybe St. Joseph Waxahachie? With that's pretty far south.
No,
or?
I wish, right? No, it's Our Lady of Pilar.
Oh, okay. All right, which is primarily a Spanish-speaking parish, right?
Right. And you've got the two Marian churches on either end of the diocese.
Yeah. Everything makes so much sense. That's awesome. So just to kind of reiterate that St. Mary's in Sherman is one of the holy sites where you receive the same indulgences as if you were in Rome, and it's the entire year of Jubilee, right? That this will be, and you go through the doors, you do the regular requirements for an indulgence, and man, what a blessing that is. Do you see that a lot of people already taking advantage? Do you feel like people know about this, or what's been the? I know we were only a month or so into the Jubilee year, but what has been the experience so far?
Right. So we couldn't really push it out there. Certainly the people in the parish knows, but we haven't really pushed it out into the world until we got the decree, which we got on Friday. And now, like I said, we're trying to get quickly to decorate everything and make it all beautiful so people come in and experience it. It's already beautiful as it is. It's a beautiful church, but we just want to make sure as they walk through the door, it's an experience that they're receiving as they walk through the door.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Let's talk about Catholic schools. Had the principal of Mount St. Michael Catholic School on, which she's in South Dallas, and to talk about next week is Catholic Schools Week, and you've got St. Mary's Catholic School, but there's also plans for more school out there, but what's the latest with everything having to do with Catholic school education in Sherman?
Well, yeah, as we mentioned earlier, strategic planning on the bishop's mind and being concerned for the well-being of the parishioners. Here in Sherman, we have a elementary and middle school, but what we don't have is a high school. And the closest high school to us is an hour and 15-minute drive, and that's to John Paul II High School. So as we're growing up here in Sherman, the bishop recognized that there is a need up here. So we just happen to be in the right area with the right amount of time, and there's a building that's coming available for us to purchase, and we'll be purchasing that building soon enough. And with that, we'll give us enough land than to build a high school for about 700 students.
Hmm.
And then we will be able to take on students from Durant, Oklahoma, all the way to Paris, Texas, and it'll go west all the way to Whitesboro area. Yeah. So we are currently already busing in kids from McKinney and from McKinney, Van Alstine, Melissa. We have a bus, a school bus that buses kids in from there up here to make sure that they have a Catholic education. So,
and yeah. Name of school and expected opening for, you got that much worked out yet?
You know, the name of the school would be St. Mary's High School. The open date will be in a few years. Yes, we're in the building phase, so we're definitely in the planning phase. I'm working with the city as we speak to make sure, because it lands in a historic part of Sherman, we want to make sure that we preserve the historical aspect of it and we don't build some modern-looking church, but certainly on the outside. But in the inside, it'll be very modern and very up to date with all the technology that the kids need to grow. And so we're currently in the planning phase as we speak. So we know what the outside's going to look like, and now we're currently working on what the inside's going to look like and what sort of classes are we going to offer up here.
Wow. You got your hands full, don't you, Father?
You know, it's a blessing, though.
Yeah.
But I believe that, you know, Bishop Burns knew what he was doing when he sent me up here. So I have confidence that in his decision, and I just keep praying to God that I don't let him down. So,
I don't think you're doing that. That's awesome. So Catholic Schools Week next week. You've got the grade school now. Eventually, the high school. Anything? I know this is probably a question more for your principal, but do you know what's going on next week to celebrate Catholic schools?
Absolutely. So we'll have Mass on Wednesday for the school, and then all the Masses on Sunday, the children will be the lectors, and they will be doing their little announcements and stuff. Some of them are actually going to be in the choir, and then some of the classes will be, some of the students will be ushers at the churches at all the Masses. Since we do draw in from Denison, they'll be in Denison, in Bonham, in McKinney as well. So in the parishes there. So the families will all spread out throughout those areas to promote Catholic School Week. During the week, we will have some fun time with the kids. I believe there is, you know, some kind of dress up day and some dress up down day and just various fun activities like that. We do have adoration for the kids every week. So they will participate in adoration. And for Christmas, they all received an official St. Mary's rosary. Mm. And so I suspect that we will be praying the rosary in adoration this whole week as they prepare for Catholics.
All right. Busy times, exciting times. 150th anniversary. That is wild. The older parishes tend to be, I think St. Anthony Wiley is one of those really old parishes as well on the eastern part of the diocese. And then it's interesting how much history the Dallas Diocese really has. And congrats on that 150th anniversary, St. Mary's Catholic Church. Father Martin Castaneda, my guest, pastor of St. Mary's Parish in Sherman. And Father, I'll just ask you one more question, which I think might be appropriate because of your story and your, you know, late vocation and, what you talked about at the beginning and how much you enjoy being a priest. What do you most enjoy about your vocation? What if you could kind of pinpoint a thing or two that you most love about being a priest, what would you say?
Oh, seeing the transformation in kids.
Yeah.
And seeing them, how they draw closer to Christ, and how it's just like little light bulbs that turn on inside them, and it's just an experience that I can't explain it. It's just wonderful to see how they encounter Christ. But it's also how the adults encounter Christ as well. And so getting to start these programs here at St. Mary's, where there would be the welcome program, which used to be Christ and Jesus Parish, or a men's group, women's group, mother's groups, just to see how God is in all aspects and just illuminate the hearts and minds of the parishioners here. That's what really gets me up every day and gets me going. And who can we touch today?
Mm. Yeah, praise God. Well, thank you for your big yes and for your priesthood since 2017, and God planting that seed in you as a child at 8 years old, Father Martin Castaneda. I also just want to thank you for your very warm welcome to me and our other volunteers who came out to the parish over the weekend, and a very nice introduction you gave for me at the 4:30 Mass really helped to endear a lot of the people there to what we were doing with Catholic Radio and our mission. So thank you for your support. And would you mind providing a blessing for our listeners over the radio, Father, before we say goodbye to you?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of all of our listeners at Guadalupe Radio. Heavenly Father, we also thank you for the gift and talent of all the radio announcers on Guadalupe Radio. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to illuminate their hearts and their minds as they continue to illuminate our hearts and minds with conversations, with dialogue, with prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you descend your Holy Spirit on all the listeners today. As they go forth today, may they always encounter Christ in their path. Guide them each and every day. We ask this in your name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thanks, Father. Great catching up with you. And we ask people to pray for everything going on at St. Mary's Catholic Church and also St. Mary's School and the future high school. You can find out more at the parish website, stmarych.org, stmarych.org. Father Martin Castaneda, thank you for being on the show today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. God bless. Come visit us.
Yeah. I'll come on again sometime. Thanks so much. All right, one of our wonderful priests there in the Dallas Diocese. So we've got so many blessings, so many great men who have said yes, they all have their stories, and that's one of the things I love about local programs like what we're doing right now during this show, is to be able to tell you about what's happening right here in North Texas. And there's a lot of exciting things, including the car raffle, and I'll just kind of close where we started. And we have the car raffle going on, the drawing for the GLB, the Mercedes-Benz GLB 250, 2025, of course, is going to be Friday morning, February 21st. It's a beautiful car, and we encourage you to get some tickets. And also, if you would do us a big, big favor, be what we call the wrangler, where you say, you know what, I'll take 25 or 30 tickets. And on the Spanish side, there's one volunteer that Patty told me sells 300 tickets every year. So if you want to be really ambitious, we had one of our volunteers come in today, and she, our friend Carla, and she had already sold about half of her tickets. So if you want some tickets mailed over to you that you can sell to your friends and family, that's a huge, huge help. You can just email kath@grnonline.com, kath@grnonline.com, and say, I want to be a wrangler. And we'll send you as many tickets as you think you can sell. And, of course, we'll be at a number of parishes this weekend. Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, live remote broadcast, My Mutual Mortgage in Grapevine. You can come on out. They often have, like, Chick-fil-A lunch served. I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going to be going on, but it's going to be fun. And a good opportunity to call in and get some tickets during that hour. And also 10 o'clock hour this Thursday, the Catholic Pro-Life Community Office, and they're going to be giving away a couple of tickets to their April 5th banquet with David B. Wright as the keynote speaker. So exciting week. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Cecil and Tom and everybody who was part of this show. And God willing, we'll see you next Monday for the next Good News Show right here on KTH 910 AM. Have a great rest of your day. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us for the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at the same time for the next Good News Show.
This is Tony Becerra. My wife Chris and I own Babich & Associates. We are the oldest placement and recruitment firm in the state of Texas and proud sponsors of the Guadalupe Radio Network. We are also members of St. Thomas Aquinas in Dallas. Babich & Associates offers candidates insights into the current job market and provides professional candidates we have interviewed on a face-to-face basis to our employers. Our number to call is 214-823-9999, or you can find us on the web at Babich, B-A-B-I-C-H.com.
Renowned author and speaker Father Donald Calloway is back by popular demand. Father Calloway will speak about the Eucharist, the source and summit of our faith, on Thursday, February 6th at 7 p.m. at St. Patrick Catholic Church in Dallas. Let Father Calloway reignite your belief in the real presence as he delves into the profound mystery of the Eucharist. This special event is free and open to the public. For more information, call Amy at 214-497-3402. That's 214-497-3402.
KATH 910 AM, Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth.